Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. 15 years of covering commercial space, the success of SpaceX and the others chasing SpaceX. However, we turn to the discovery part because Bob also attends to astronomy, cosmology, the chemistry of space, and also surprises, which is what you would have to say a planet killer headed inbound in the next 20 years would be a surprise. We're talking about asteroids, of course, and Bob assures me that planetary defense has some very good tools at hand right now to discover, because knowledge is power, to discover an asteroid. I promise you anything the size of a kilometer would be a very bad day on planet Earth. I promise. So we're looking at planetary defense, and I learned that from the Financial Times. A lot of people are looking at it after an incident that happened in 2024. During the Christmas holidays, suddenly there was a message going out. We're under asteroid attack. There was an asteroid that we now know as 2024 YR4. The first calculation, it's difficult to see these. The light catches them and then they're gone again. The first calculation was that it had a percentage of hitting the Earth that had never been recorded since they started planetary defense. Recalculation downgraded it so that right now, though it will come by and though it might be within the circumference of the moon, it's not going to hit Earth as we say it right now, but it might hit the moon, which is not good, but not as bad as hitting the Earth. Now, Bob, I lay all this out because the Vera Rubin was mentioned in this article. That's a new telescope in Chile. Is that for planetary defense? Because I understand that there are other designated planetary defense telescopes out there.
Any telescope that does survey work of the sky, no matter what its purpose, its primary purpose is also doing asteroid hunting. Vera Rubin was designed to do every few days to do a scan, high-resolution scan of the entire sky from Chile, the southern hemisphere, and that was to do astronomical research of all kinds, but it's going to also detect asteroids. And like in the first light, the first few images, it discovered like 2,000 asteroids. That's going to do it. So any telescope can do that. It's a survey work. There's a lot of survey telescopes right now, and so they're all picking up lots of new asteroids. NASA is building what it calls the Near-Earth Object Surveyor, NEO Surveyor. It's going to launch in September 27. That's focused specifically in looking for near-Earth objects that might be of a potential threat. And so that's going to be launched. But the truth is, I think that the survey telescopes are much more useful than specific telescopes like NEO Surveyor, even in space, because they're focused on surveying the whole sky. And that's how you find these, because anything that moves from one day to the other is an asteroid likely. And therefore, you can then calculate its orbit and figure out whether it's a threat or not.
We have tools now that we've never had before. This is all news to me, but I'm reading carefully. And they're adding more tools all the time. Does that mean they take it seriously, or they just have the budgets to do it? How do you read it, Bob?
There's no question that the science community and NASA has taken this subject seriously over the years. There's no doubt about that. So this and once again, you build a telescope for purposes of asteroids. You're going to be for purposes of doing dark energy. You're going to also be discovering asteroids. They go together.
Okay. I research on ISS. Didn't we recover one time information that the eyesight is affected by long times in space?
Yes. Yes. The medical research on ISS has uncovered, this is something that actually the Russians on their Salyut stations, as far as I knew, never found. But they have uncovered that weightlessness changes people's vision into a varying degree. Not everyone's the same. But it flattens the eye, and it causes them to need reading glasses, and can cause even more serious optic nerve damage. And so they had a good article at NASA, which I linked to, which summarized the research that's going on in ISS to try to fix this. They think it has to do with blood fluid shifting in space, the fluid that usually settles in the legs, so it's to redistribute itself and therefore puts pressure on the eyes. They've researched the idea of using leg cuffs to try to adjust that redistribution. Other solutions include vitamin B. They've been testing to see. So far, nothing has really clarified anything. But what the research has also done is it's developed new technologies for studying the eye itself, for doing imagery of the eye, as well as measuring the eye's stiffness. And that's part of the benefits of this research that's coming back down to Earth.
We go from there to the bright corona impeding CMEs. What's a CME?
A CME is a coronal mass ejection. It's essentially a very powerful flare from the sun that that ejects a mass, material, out into space. And if those hit our magnetic field, they can have an impact on our very technological society today. It doesn't happen very often. The risk is not as much as a lot of people at NASA like to, and NOAA like to make it sound like. But nonetheless, it's something we need to prepare for. Research using archived research from the SOHO Sun Space Telescope over 20 years, more than 20 years, 30 years, has determined that you can track coronal mass ejections, and they are actually impeded by the corona of the sun. If there's a bright corona, the corona is very bright, this is the atmosphere of the sun, it acts to impede the CMEs. And that's good for predicting what's going to happen down the road to protect the Earth.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's 15 years of discovery, such as what we were talking about, discovering an asteroid inbound. Bob will be right on top of that, or it'll be right on top of us. In any event, 15 years and your donations and subscriptions are most, most appreciated by Bob and by myself. Thank you very much.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.